Well, Kangaroo Island is one of Australia's top international tourist destinations. People flock there for the wildlife and for the wildness of the environment. Now locals believe that is being put under threat, ironically by a development which aims to give people a taste of that nature. Today, outside South Australia's Parliament House, opponents held a protest rally against the government's approval of the Australian Walking Company's plan for private lodges and sleeping pods in Kangaroo Island's Flinders Chase National Park. What has until now been a local issue has gained momentum this week as former Greens leader Bob Brown joined in, and he was one of the speakers at today's rally. The Wire's Malvika Hayminth reports from the protest.
There are three parts of government that have done the wrong thing over Kangaroo Island. The first one, the Minister for the Environment, should never have allowed this company into our national park.
That was Mark Parnell, a member of State Parliament for the Greens, protesting against the government's approval of the Australian Walking Company's $4 million development proposal on Flinders Chase National Park. The company says that the development is environmentally sustainable and will have minimal impact on the natural surroundings. Mr. Parnell was one of the speakers at the Public Parks Not Private Playgrounds protest rally held earlier today outside SA's Parliament House. He argues that the government's approval of their plan is inappropriate.
When you get a private company wanting to charge $700, $800, $900 a night and they want to build permanent buildings in a part of the national park that's never before been developed, then that's just not on. These areas on Kangaroo Island are effectively wilderness. There's no buildings there, there's no tracks, there's no roads, nothing has ever been built there before. So to allow this company to basically come in with their building materials is completely at odds with what national parks are all about. So that's why the Greens are saying, along with a lot of other people, these private, permanent developments in a national park are just inappropriate.
Why do you think the government approved this plan?
The government thought this was a way to create jobs and to make money. And both those things might happen. Certainly the money will be made by the private operator. They're charging hundreds and hundreds of dollars a night. They'll make a mozza. The taxpayers, not so much. The taxpayers have already paid over $900,000 to the developer for the privilege of destroying our national park. So employment, yes, there'll be a few jobs for guides and things, but the point that people are making is that we could have wealth and employment, but you don't have to do it in the national park.
And you said that the communities surrounding Flinders Chase National Park weren't consulted. Why do you think the government didn't consult them?
The previous Labor government changed the planning rules to say that any tourist accommodation in a conservation area did not need to go through public consultation. In other words, they changed the rules. So what that meant was that when the planning commission was deciding whether or not to approve this development, no one was entitled to have a say. I went along to the hearing. I had to sit in the cheap seats up the back with my mouth shut because the decision maker only heard from the developer and from the government. But that's no way to manage a national park. I was sitting with scientists and people who've got an in-depth knowledge of the flora and the fauna, people who've devoted half their life to looking after that national park. None of us were allowed to say a word. Now that's a really dodgy way to be making planning decisions.
Bev Maxwell, a spokesperson for the Public Parks Not Private Playgrounds Coalition, explains what she aims to achieve with the protest.
Okay. What we hope to get out of the protest today is education. We want to demonstrate that the people opposed to this are widespread. They come from across South Australia. It's not just a few Kangaroo Island greenies who are opposed. There is widespread opposition to intrusion into our national parks. Secondly, we're hoping to spread the word to people who aren't aware of the problem so that they can get involved and protest. And thirdly, we really are seeking to get donations and support for the legal challenge that is underway, because that's the only way we can stop this development is by mounting a legal challenge and by enough community members saying, no, this isn't acceptable.
That's Bev Maxwell. She's a KI local and she's a spokesperson from Public Parks Not Private Playgrounds. We did approach the Tasmanian Walking Company, but they haven't got back to us by the time we had gone to air.